Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Executive Director Ashley Coles. You guys are out in Washington, D.C. this week doing a fly-in. Tell me some of the details of that, what you guys are concentrating on while you're there.
Yes, so we have a contingent of Minnesota growers and then folks in the processing industry out here this week talking on farm bill, labor, trade, and then CO2. So obviously with the farm bill that's expiring in about 11 days, you know, that's what we're leading up all of our conversations with. And from the turkey industry perspective, the three-legged stool or the three tiers of animal health, which are prevention, surveillance, and response, is, you know, vitally important to our industry because of HIPAA. So we're spending a fair amount of time, you know, talking about the inclusion of that or the re-inclusion of that in the 2023 Farm Bill, but also making sure that it's robustly funded. And then also looking for what they're calling the HPAI Act, so the Healthy Poultry Assistance and Indemnity Act, to include into the Farm Bill, just to help folks who are affected by HIPAA, but not necessarily directly impacted by HIPAA, which has kind of been an unintended consequence that we've identified in some of our response efforts. So we're spending, obviously, a fair amount of time talking about that. Something that's maybe not on the forefront of conversations amongst farmers, but is vitally important to the processing industry is CO2 availability and storage. So it's kind of a storage versus utilization conversation. We hear a lot of folks about wanting to store CO2, but for the food industry, which is likely an unintended consequence of a lot of those storage conversations, it's imperative for a lot of animal welfare standards, chilling standards, transportation, and shelf life. And so we're basically teeing up this conversation with everybody that we're talking to here in Washington, D.C. about how we need to look at unintended consequences of industries that utilize CO2 when we talk about storage versus utilization of CO2. And finally, we're wrapping up our conversations in regard to trade. So we just had this big announcement where we have increased access into India, which is a large population of folks who may not have had access to turkey in the past. So we're excited about that. But then also talking about, you know, current trade agreements that we have with Colombia and with China, where they're not necessarily following the line and letter of these trade agreements restricting access of turkey into these countries where there shouldn't be restrictions.
So I'm sure there's a lot going on while you're there and some underlying issues as well. But, you know, how are you hoping these conversations go? What kind of do you have lined up and who all do you plan to talk to?
Yes, so we have meetings lined up with 8 of the 10 Minnesota delegation out here in Washington, D.C. And so, you know, we're hopeful that they're receptive, obviously, to the need for the expedited conversations with the Farm Bill, but that also that they're open to having deeper conversations in regards to this CO2 issue, again, because it's not widely talked about and how it's impacting the food industry and farmers when they talk about storage of CO2. So, you know, we're hopeful that those conversations are receptive as well.
Maybe a little bit of education happening while you're there as well.
Absolutely, and positioning ourselves as a resource in regards to the conversation. So we know that they're getting a lot of pressure in regards to CO2 storage, but just, you know, putting pressure on our elected folks saying, just let's take a pause or at least a deep breath and further study, you know, how this impacts folks who need to utilize that product.
Anything else that you want to add before we let you go?
You know, I think those are the three big things that we're talking about. And so we're excited to, you know, for our crew to be out here to reconnect with folks, you know, just coming off of August recess and Farm Fest, having kind of teed up these conversations. But, you know, while we're here sitting across their desk from them in Washington, D.C., it's a deeper dive into the nuts and bolts of some of these topics.
Well, thank you so much for giving us the rundown. Again, Ashley Coles joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.